Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Well, you know what, boys? It's the new year. And, you know, you should be back into the swing of things with your health and fitness routine. Hopefully that means you're using world-class nutritional supplements from Legacy Sports Nutrition. Whether it's bestsellers like TestX9 Testosterone Booster, Recovery PM Sleep Optimizer, or the delicious Salted Caramel Whey Protein, you can be sure you're using elite-level products. Now, this show, K100, is the most used discount code ever at LegacySups.com, and we can't thank you enough for the loyalty to both Legacy and this show. Using that code supports our show and Legacy, which, as you know, is brought to you by Nick on Probation Aldis and Mickey James. Legacy wants to reward you, our K100 family. So every customer that uses code K100, that's K100, at LegacySups.com to the end of February, will receive a free water-resistant Bluetooth speaker while stocks last. That's awesome. So level up your performance, well-being, and mind with LegacySups.com. And don't forget to use the code K100 at checkout, and we're giving you a Bluetooth speaker for being a loyal members of LegacySups.com.
Free speaker, huh?
Ooh. What do you use, Joe?
Yeah, I definitely use the Recovery PM every night. I sleep way deeper. You wind up having these vivid-type dreams. You're out like a light, and you wake up, and there's no fogginess. Or, like, if you use, like, some other sleep aid, sometimes you wake up foggy. But not with Recovery PM.
I've been using the desiccated liver pills.
And, cool.
They've been great. I feel great.
They're the reason we've been with them for 2 years.
Maybe three even at this point.
3 years. The fact that we have the most what?
With the most buys with our referral code. We beat everybody else, yeah.
All right. So this works. They have a whole array of supplements. Go check it out. You know, get your supplements at Legacy Supps. Boom.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 homicide.
Bang,
da,
bang, da, bang, bang. Don't say nothing. Bang, da, bang, da, bang, bang. We be dumping. Bang, da, bang, da, bang, bang. Just act like you know and homie stop.
Welcome to stomping. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the essays in the 6-4 hopping. To my Boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping. Rolling in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we bust. Shackled up like a nut going 5150. G'd up in the feed up. Queen stuff is some dickies.
I rap a lot. Like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clucker in the shop. Straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez. Calma de momento, paisa, no dispares.
Put it down from Killer Kelly to the MIA. Ask the homie Crazy K, yo man, that boy don't play. It's in my NIAK, putting it down all day. Representing Southern Cali, get in my way, yo, get sprayed.
We be dropping. Bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang. Don't say nothing. Bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang. We be dropping. Bang, da, dang, da, dang.
All right, let's talk about Otani.
Yeah.
So,
okay, first of all, I got to put Vince over for something that reminds me of my childhood. Bro, that little peace pendant that you have on, remember back
in the 70s,
everybody used to wear that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. I was thinking about you the last 2 days, Conan, because I was up at 4:30 in the morning watching those games.
Oh, yes.
I was thinking of your Padres. I was thinking of you.
Yeah, you and me have heat because you took Snell. Plus, we're in the
Yeah. All right. So,
same division.
So you guys have followed the Sitani story, right?
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay. So, you know, I've been with bookies before, right? And you when you're betting with a bookie, as opposed to going to the sportsbook, in the sportsbook, you have to put money up. You have to have your money before you bet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you, Vince, you have the draft.
Yeah.
The Colorado sports, you got to go deposit, right? Well, with a bookie, you just bet at the end of the week, depending on who owes you square up, right? So, I'm. These are the two puzzling things about the Otani thing that I'm concerned with here. Is that, you know, he supposedly wired the money into the guy's bank, into the guy's bank account. My question is, like, what does the interpreter have to do with that process? Bro, you see how hard it is when you go on your phone or computer and you want to send like any amount of money. How many security protocols you got to go through?
Oh, a shitload.
A shitload. So it's obviously Otani sending the money.
Right.
Okay. So that's
they're not denying that.
But my thing is, like, he's sending the money for this guy is the most if you're looking at Otani, he's like, dude, are you for real? Like, how is that theft?
You're looking at the theft aspect of it.
How could it possibly be theft?
Yeah.
Like, if you're telling somebody, bro, if I'm sending Joe's money, for you, Vince, okay, how is it that?
That's a great point, Glenn. Because the interpreter even said, they asked him. They said, well, why didn't Otani just give you the money and you send it to the bookie? And the guy said, because he didn't trust me, and he thought if he gave me the money, I would gamble that money away. And that's why he paid it himself. But I mean, I think that's a great point that you bring up, bro. The story changed. The
chain of command of the money is ridiculous.
You blow it
on somebody else, and you're the one literally, that's not a theft. Unless a guy was holding you at gunpoint and forcing you to get the money, then it's I don't know.
My biggest question is this, though. Maybe Conan can answer this. Bro, how in God's name is betting illegal in California?
That's the politicians probably haven't gotten.
Oh, my God. Like, that's
FanDuel there, but not the sports book.
Yeah, that's crazy to me.
I can't answer that.
Can I ask you guys, why is there... If this is a cover story and it was Otani actually betting, why is there a cover story? What could happen to Otani if he's found?
First of all, somebody saying that it's against a collective bargaining agreement for you to wire a gambling person money.
Got it.
An illegal gambling person. Like, think about that just right off the bat. You're wiring the money to a bookie in a state where gambling is not allowed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you're doing it in sums of $500,000. Like, I'm fascinated that these transactions went through without red flags being how does this happen?
Yeah.
That amount. Yeah, you're right.
But also, just so you know, Joe, because I just learned this. I was listening to Rosenthal. This happened one time before in baseball. There's one other case of it. And, bro, the guy just got slapped on the wrist and fined.
Really?
So there was no suspension. There was nothing. The guy just got fined.
Cody, what do you think of this?
Yeah, and what can I say? I need the same thing you're thinking. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck's going on? But I wanted to ask you a question, Ben. So you saw the Padre-Dodgers both games?
Yeah, I saw both games, yeah.
Okay. What do you think of my Padres? Because they were in it into the eighth inning in the first game, you know?
Yeah. The only thing that worries me a little bit about them, Conan, is the bottom of the order. Now I know today they had a great game. I know that everybody hit today. But, man, I kind of think, like, you know, especially 6 through 9, I just think the bottom of that order. And that's the thing, man. There are still free agents out there that's better than what they have at the bottom of the order. I don't know why they don't pick up a Tommy Pham, you know, a J.D. Martinez. My God, bro, you throw those guys in that line.
J.D. Martinez had, like, over 30 home runs last year, right?
That's what I'm saying, man. Like, the players are still out there. I just think, man, once you get past those top five batters, I don't think that they're that tough.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you have a point there, but I think their pitching is going to be good with Cease and Musgrove and Darvish and King. Everybody says King's a beast in the spring training. He looked great.
Yeah, he looked great today, man. Did you watch the game? He looked great today. Yeah.
But you guys were lucky because Scott Boras, who waits to the end to fucking sign everybody.
Crazy, man.
And then they get a less deal like Chapman did. And fucking, what was the other, a Bellinger, who had to go back to the cut. Because at one time, the Yankees offered Snell 150.
Yeah. But I was thinking about this, bro. Think about how ridiculous this is, Conan. Like, they got Snell, and it's like 2 years for $62 million, right, and he can opt out after the first year. Bro, can you imagine opting out of a contract that's going to pay you $31 million for 6 months? Like, it's the price, it's gotten ridiculous. You can make $31 million in 6 months, and you're going to opt out and go make more?
Otani's getting $750 million.
It's crazy, bro. It's nuts.
You know what I'm saying? So, like gambling, like $100,000 a game is probably what that guy does, like, for fun. So,
yeah, exactly.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So guess what, boys?
Yo.
Public service announcement here. K100 with Conan and Disco is brought to you by Get Blitzed. Get Blitzed was created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Mo Thug South, plus Courtney, the brains of the operation. The big product here, the number one seller, is their nano-infused THC syrup. You know, a lot of our listeners here like the THC, and this is a real deal THC. Not the garbage they sell in the gas stations. The stuff in the gas stations is garbage.
Yeah.
So it is super potent, like THC on steroids. It's a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon. It's perfect for the weekend, for relaxing, for a party, and there's no hangover. You know what it's perfect for? Halftime of the football game. So you can take the teaspoon by itself, mix with water, soda, juice, and energy drink, whatever you want. The mix with the energy drink is fantastic, by the way. Flavors like cherry and grape are both delicious either way. Go to getblitzed.com and use the code K100 to get 15% off. That's GET-blitzed, BLITZED.com. I've been using this product. Great for watching football, gotta admit. Great for watching hockey. Great for watching TV. Great for watching the soccer games in the morning. Great for after the gym if you want to wind down. So if you're looking to up your game and avoid low-quality imitation with shady ingredients, check out Get Blitzed now at GET-BLITZED.com and use our code K100, that's K100, to get 15% off. That ain't cheap. Order, enjoy, let us know on Twitter or K100Questions@gmail.com about your experience. That's 50% off with the code K100 at GetBlitzed.com. Great product. I love the t-shirts, too.
Yeah, I love the t-shirt, too. The Kool-Aid guy.
Yeah, that's excellent. Well, it's funny because, you know, when he first wanted us to bring Get Blitzed aboard, you know, he sent us all a sample. And I got cherry. And actually, I used it. I used the whole bottle, you know, just video games or even, you know, watching a movie like Disco said. And now I'm a paid customer. That's how much, you know, I enjoyed the experience. So, yeah, it's real chill. Like Disco said, halftime of a football game, or if you're just chilling watching a movie with your girl or with friends or whatever, it's a good time, and there is no hangover, just like we mentioned in the copy. You know, you're not going to feel like you drank the night before, or you're not going to feel woozy because you smoked too much or something. You wake up fresh as a daisy.
Well, this is what I like about it. Everything from listening to music, watching TV, football games, sports, movies, everything, it enhances everything that I'm doing. And my 10 favorite flavors are piña colada and grape. So get blitzed, get high without, you know, feeling shaky, without getting that garbage that you get at the stores or at the gas stations. This is a real deal. We all use it. We all love it. And as we said before, we're not going to endorse anything that doesn't work. So get Blitz at getblitz.com. Boom.
So what are you looking at in the Western Division? With who comes out in first place?
Oh, I think the Dodgers are going to run away with it.
Who takes the wild card, you or us?
Man, it's going to be a dogfight, bro. And I think, listen, man, I think the Diamondbacks played a little bit over their heads. I think all three of those teams are really going to be competing to the end.
Right. And there's still additions to be made, you know?
Yeah.
Do you still do your fantasy baseball show?
Bro, I don't do my show anymore, but I'm in like six leagues.
All right. So throw assists.
Six leagues.
Okay? Give us your, because you're really.
You don't have enough time for that, bro.
Bro.
I did one league and that was hard enough for me. And I just said, fuck this.
Yeah. Bro, the biggest degenerate gamblers are the guys that play 12 screens of online poker at the same time. And the daily. Baseball, the baseball participant guys are in like 6 to 10 weeks. Like mm-hmm.
You got to play every day. There's no, yeah.
Just that's for the thing before so we wrap it up here. Give me some sleeper pitch. You're always good with this. Minor league pitchers that are picks to click that like could be good.
Well, the biggest one, bro, is that pirate kid Skeens. He's not gonna start the season, but it's the Pirates, bro. They ain't going nowhere, so they're not gonna be. I see them bringing that kid up, you know, probably in May. He's an absolute stud when it comes to pitching, man. Right. I would say him number one far and away.
Who else? Anybody else?
Well, I'm curious. Who's that?
About the Giants farm club.
Their farm system sucks. I can't wait to see Matt Holliday's kid though, bro. I think he's gonna make the team coming out of spring training. He's a great, great, great ball player, man.
All right.
Jackson Holliday, bro. He's gonna be great.
So how many shows are you doing, Vince?
I cut back Conan a lot, bro, because like I don't want to get burnt out, man. Right. So like I really did. I'm at a real.
Which I always used to wonder how did this guy not burn out with all.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I had to cut back. I mean, I'm probably doing 6 to 10 shows a week.
6 to 10.
But I keep them short, bro. I'm in and out in 30 minutes, man. I keep them short.
Now, it's hard to do like Vince also 2.5 to 3 hours sometimes. Like we try to keep our recording sessions like 1.5 to 2, so we do like 3 a week, but sometimes 4.
Yeah.
Sometimes we got to like, you know, it gets long. You know, it's hard to be entertaining for that long.
It is, you know? Especially when you're doing it by yourself. Yeah.
So where can we find you?
Yeah, guys, let me just plug one thing real quick, man. If you've never been a Patreon member, you can go to patreon.com/RussoTWC right now. You get a free week of the brand so you could try us out. So if you've never been a Patreon member, go to patreon.com/RussoTWC.
Let me tell you, before you get out of here, I got one question. I have a guilty pleasure. I follow you on Twitter, right?
Right.
One of my favorite things when you use capital letters when you don't have to, that I love that. Okay. And number two is you went to this store that I've never heard of, and I don't know how to pronounce it.
Bucky's.
Okay.
Yes.
What is that?
They don't have that in California, bro.
No, that's like a Southern store, I think.
It's Texas. It's a Texas. Okay. Yeah, bro. Oh my God, it is unbelievable, Conan. Like,
what is it? Because I saw Road Dogg put. You're gonna.
Yeah. How could there be like a new store that's like unbelievable? Like, just
first of all, it's this glorified gas station, but it's not a gas station. But here's the first thing, Conan. Bro, they got 120 gas pumps.
What?
Yeah, 120 gas pumps. And when you walk in the store, bro, like you can't even see from one side to the other. That's how long it is. And everything you could have ever won.
Almost kind of like a Walmart and a gas
station. Nah, bro. Fresh food.
I got to wait, time out. I got to call you out on this. I remember when Jeff Lane visited you in Colorado.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
are you still in Colorado?
Dakota, you're going to love this story. Okay. Vince, being the gracious host, he's hosting Jeff Wade in his home, you know, could bring him to Colorado. Vince decides to take him to eat at a gas station.
Right.
Okay. Jeff Wade gets a gas station hot dog, goes to Vince's house and becomes violent.
No, Conan. He threw up in my car on the way to the house.
Bro, is that the one? Is that the one? Is that the one where he threw up in his hat?
He's trying to catch the freaking vomit with his hat, and it's going all over that's my tremendous. Dash. Yeah. That's what I do when Cody Rhodes comes on the screen, man.
Oh.
All right. Anyway. All right.
Thanks, Vince.
All right, take care. Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, Ben, thank you.
Take care.
Now that you're in Colorado, are you like a Colorado fan or no?
I support them, but I'll always be a Giant fan.
Do you watch? Same thing happened to me. I moved to San Diego and I support San Diego teams. But do you watch college basketball?
A little bit.
Colorado State, bro.
Well, Colorado too, man. Colorado's playing. I think they're playing Florida tomorrow.
Their favorite is the lesser seed.
They beat Virginia the other day. I mean, they spanked them.
Yeah.
Well, there's six teams from the Mountain West. Nobody ever gives them respect. There's six teams. I told Disco, I think one team from the Mountain West is going to get to the Final Four. Yeah.
Well, they don't get respect in Colorado, bro. Colorado State.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, God, no. It's all CU, man. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good team.
Especially when Dion came in.
Oh, yeah, forget it, bro. Forget it. Bro, it was $400 to go to a college game this year.
Right, what a shame, because they started off hot.
I know.
And then they just...
Yeah, they sucked.
They had no defense.
Yeah.
Well, it was a suck. He was actually... The fact they had like 5-6 fun weeks was like great, you know?
So. Yeah. All right, guys.
But remember those first few weeks you were thinking... These guys might run the table.
Oh, yeah, the first two
quarterback
games.
Look good.
Yeah.
That guy that played both sides that got
it. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, yeah, he was good. All right. Well, thank you, Vince, for giving
me. All right. Thank you, guys, man. Take care, man.
All right.
Take care, Vince. Cool.
Peace.
Thanks.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
MikeDurbin.com, you can get the WCW-esque Conan in that K-Dog Wolfpack style. Man, this Conan might be Bendy of the year right now.
I really told you. Yo. Let me speak on this. Mike Durbin Productions exclusive.
Conan, I was the most impressed with Conan, man. It's like undercover Bendy of the year. It's a really nice figure. The do-rag is freaking awesome in person. I love the exclusive with the WCW packaging. I love this one with the camo. It's really nice.
And I will say, a figurine expert who went to TJ on Friday, Matt Cardona, put it over as being a good figurine as far as figurines go.
Yo, hold on, let me speak on this. Exclusive Mike Durbin Productions, K-Dog. Look at that. Listen to K-Dog, keeping it 100, logo on the back, MikeDurbin.com. Get it right now. Low-key might be Bendy of the year. Go get it.
Let's just talk. We already talked baseball with Vince. Let's talk college basketball tournament, because there's really nothing else going on in any other sports.
Well, I wanted to ask you guys, and I'll fold this into sports because we haven't talked about it yet. What's your thoughts so far on the Tyson Paul fight? What do you think about that?
It's ridiculous. I mean, like, what? He's a 16.
Well, you're going to watch it, aren't you?
I don't think I am.
No, really?
I'm sure it'll be so short that the viral clip will get up on Twitter right away, and I won't miss a thing. Like, perfect example. I was because I found out that Joshua Ngannou fight. Remember, like when I tweeted, I was like, I couldn't believe that the thing was on. Like, it was going to be on like Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock in the afternoon here in the States, here in Vegas, right? So I was like, really? I was like, you know, so I was considering buying it, but then I was like, I don't know, I'm not that interested. I'm not betting on it. I'm not that interested. And then I found out that it's a one and a half rounds, and all the clips were up on Twitter like just right away. You saw everything, you know.
Right.
That's the exact way I feel about this. I don't think it's going to be like a Rocky movie when he fought Antonio Tarver, you know, like it was.
Yeah.
So, not going to be like that. It's like, so it's worried.
What,
you know?
You're saying Mike's going down.
Probably 60 years
quickly.
Old. He's 60 years old. If Jake Paul would have beaten Tommy Fury, they said that he might have been ranked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he already, like he fought a boxer, a 25-year-old kid that's like ranked in the heavyweights, and now he's going to fight a 60-year-old man? Like, come on.
They know it's money, though. It's going to be a lot of people my age, a lot older, younger.
What are going to want to see about that fight, Conan?
Yeah, he ain't no normal 60-year-old. That's the ex-heavyweight champion. He's in incredible shape. When you see him hitting the mitts, he's hitting that shit hard. I mean, if he catches this guy right, you could probably knock him out, because they always say in boxing, the last thing that goes is your power.
Right.
You know, he's probably on human growth hormone or steroids or some shit.
Right.
I mean, he probably hits like a fucking rock. I want to go in there and see him knock him down, knock him out, or at least knock him down, you know?
Mm-hmm. I would like to see that.
Right.
But my take is that,
yeah, this is a much younger guy who's quicker.
I'm not willing to, first of all, I would never pay for that.
Right.
Okay. And I usually have, I quit doing the link, because all the links you give me now, they don't work really, because they,
I think
so. I've been paying for everything. Right.
Yeah, there's
I would not pay a penny for this, because I know I'm just going to see the finish on Twitter. Even if Mike knocks him out, either or, I'm going to see it. So, Cody, you've been watching the tournament today at all?
No, I've been here working.
Okay, so this is weird, right? So it's funny, because I was listening to a college basketball podcast, and one of the things they were talking about was BYU and Duquesne. Okay,
right.
Now Duquesne was like terrible, like during the year,
right.
But they caught fire a little bit at the end of the year, and they won their conference tournament, which kind of threw everything into a loop, because they weren't supposed to win their conference tournament,
right?
So because they won their conference tournament, their conference champion, they came in like an 11 seed, right? But because BYU, can't play on Sunday, okay?
Right.
Like BYU got like a better like a lower seed than they should have got.
Right.
So this was like a spot where people were saying that, like, you know, Duquesne was playing a team that was ranked they're playing a far better team than they should have, because BYU should have been like a four or five seed, but they're 60 because they can't play on Sundays, right?
Right.
Because they're more, and Duquesne beat them. I handled it. Everybody was saying that was like the biggest, like the first round, that's the one game that, Duquesne won, which is why what I love about the college tournament. There's just like expectations. And for another thing too, Michigan State was not a good Michigan State team this year, right?
Right.
Like, everybody, you watch them play, it's like, why are they even in the tournament? Is it because they played good competition? They had a couple decent wins, but you think of it, bro, they went out and blew out Mississippi State today. They're up like 20 points at one point, you know?
And look at Colorado State beating Virginia by a lot.
Well,
I wanted to ask you something, because I'm really happy right now with my Raiders, because we got the running back Madison and Minshew. I think I would hope. Do you know what draft pick the Raiders have, Disco?
I think 8, maybe.
Because I don't know. I don't think like a Bo Nix or a Pennington would be there at that time. But if they could get a young guy with Minshew, because I really like that they picked up Christian Wilkins, because he's going to help Max Crosby a lot, right? And bro, if you remember Minshew, if you remember that game, he was like a fourth down conversion from making the playoffs within the Indianapolis.
Yeah, absolutely right. Right.
Yeah.
And plus,
so my question is,
plus two, a friend of mine, our GM at the club, is good friends with their quarterbacks coach now, Rich Scangarello. Yeah, he's a good guy.
Happy for the Chargers, because we get the fifth pick, and even though we lost Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, which
were
two huge receivers there, but we needed to make some cuts. I think they're gonna pick up that wide receiver from LSU, Neighbors, and so Herbert's gonna have somebody to throw to, and they'll probably pick somebody up in free agency. But what I want to know is, who do you think the Falcons pick? Because they got their quarterback, they got like the fifth or sixth pick, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Who do you think they get?
I have no idea yet. Probably an edge rusher. They're talking about this edge rusher. So.
Edge rusher. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bro, in basketball, stop if you've heard this before. Ben Simmons will miss the rest of the season.
Yep.
Right. Towns is out.
What a career, right?
Right.
What an asshole.
Yeah. Why is he an asshole?
He's just a smug, overpaid prima donna dick.
Didn't like getting called out by his teammates when he was, you know, he's just kind of a snowflake.
Sixers draft curse, man.
Bro, he was in there. He's been in already 8 years. He missed two full seasons with Philly. Okay. Bro, this guy at one time was the rookie of the year. you know. Yep. And he's like nuts. So Towns is out. He's out. You know, Towns has that torn meniscus. Embiid is out. I think Embiid will be back for the playoffs, but it doesn't look like Towns is coming back. Bro, did you see that play? I think it was last week, Disco, when Anthony Edwards.
Oh, the dunk.
No. Yeah. The block where he hit his head on the fucking thing.
And then, like, the next game, he had the dunk of the year.
How ridiculous was that dunk?
That's, I mean, bro, the guy's explosive.
That guy's incredible. Did you see the dunk last night by Zion Williams when they alley-ooped him?
No.
Wait to see this. Yeah. It's tremendous. And another guy that got hurt, and I want to know if you've ever heard of him, but he's incredible. He plays for the Houston Rockets. Mm-hmm. The center, Sengun Alpre.
Oh, yeah. But he's out for the year. But he's out for the year. Yeah, he had some monster games for the Rockets. He had like 45 points, 21 rebounds, like 9 assists. It's like, they lost this guy, right? The Rockets now have won like 6 games in a row.
How ridiculous!
They're in 11th place, and they're knocking on the door of the Warriors to knock the Warriors out of the play-in.
Right, and that battle for first place between like the Nuggets, the Clippers, Houston, and Minnesota. There's like 4 games between them.
You know what's kind of crazy if you think about this too? Is you see what a great job what's the guy's name? Ume, the coach for the Rockets, coached the Celtics last year.
Oh yeah.
Was it Ume, right? Or some,
Udoka.
Udoka, right. Look at how good these people from the Brad Stevens tree have been.
Right.
Like, they've been two of the best coaches in the league, the Celtics coach and the Rockets coach now.
Yeah. And they've only been around like 2 years.
Yeah.
Because this is the second year for the Celtics coach. Mm-hmm. And this is this guy's second year, third year.
Yeah. It's crazy. Huh? I think it's his first year with these guys.
Yeah, remember, first year with them, and then he had to win with the Celtics. Yeah, so
right, but he got suspended, so he had to sit out. Right. And he came in like, wow, we got this guy's a pretty decent coach.
Who gives a shit if he was banging some chick, you know? Like, is that bad to say, Joe?
No, you're good.
If one of the chicks is married to one of the owners, I think it's a bad.
Well, that's not good. What are you going to do?
The owners are old, and this guy's a young stud. What are you going to do, right? So, bro, I love yesterday. Our boy Austin Matthews, greatest American player ever, 16 seconds into the game against the Capitol. Mm-hmm. Bro, he's got 57 goals.
Yeah, he's making 70, huh?
Yeah. Wow. He's killing it. Did you love watching the game from Korea? Because number one, and I want to ask you what you think about this, bro, and they're used to it. And so they obviously don't give a fuck. But there's no way I could sit there and watch a baseball game with all those cheerleaders chanting the whole fucking game, the guy on the microphone singing and music while the guy's batting. What do you think about that?
Too much. It's too annoying, you know?
It is, bro. It is. But the Koreans are funny because they seem like they're actually having fun because they probably grew up like that, so it isn't a big deal to them. But I'm watching this and I'm thinking, no way this would get over in the United States.
Right.
So this has been sports. Again, any questions, comments, opinions, send them to k100questions@gmail.com. Boom.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.